This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are joined now on the phone by a favorite of the Houdat Nation, former teammate of mine, Craig Robertson, Saints linebacker. Craig, how you doing tonight, man?
Good, brother. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. You know, I haven't had to run 100 in well over a year.
That's happy retirement there, bro.
Zero half gassers. That I should probably run more half gassers now. But Craig, man, first of all, thanks for being with us. We appreciate the time. I know you're busy. You got those rugrats running all over the place. So we appreciate the time. But first of all, I want to ask you how the off season is going. You guys are a couple weeks in now, and you know, how is the off season progressing? Then I want to ask you a follow up question on how the off season's changed.
Well, the offseason's progressing really well. Just everybody meeting all the new guys, and you know, just us being together as a team is just makes everything feel right. You know, you got a lot of guys away from their families for just a little bit, but you know, like, this is what we do, and we enjoy doing it, and we enjoy being around each other.
Craig, you know, you're now old, just so you know. I just want you to be aware of that. You've become you're at the point now where you're one of the old guys, and one of the few really that kind of was around, you know, when the offseason was a little bit different. And obviously the offseason is pretty short now. You guys have just been in for a couple of weeks. How does it change your preparation going into the offseason, knowing that in 5 weeks you guys are going to be out on the field running around?
You know, it does change it knowing it's shorter. You know, you have to be a pro's pro and work harder when you're actually during your off season. You know, like, you can't come into OTAs trying to get in shape. You know, you got to already be in shape. So when it's time to hit the field, you're worrying about, you know, getting better in other areas than worried about trying to catch your breath.
Craig, you obviously the special teams captain for the Saints last year, a guy who's really made his mark in the NFL as a special teams player. And I've been listening, this is my first day on this week, as I've been listening to kind of all of the talk on WWL, there's so much attention on the undrafted free agents and special teams and how they're going to, you know, how a lot of guys weigh onto the rosters through special teams. And you're a guy that went through that process. How does it change your mentality going into an off season? Or, you know, it's an area that is, you don't get to practice every single day. It's not like, you know, you're going to do linebacker work every single day. When the way that you think you're going to make it onto a roster is something that you're only doing occasionally, how does it change kind of your mentality and preparation when you're going into those, you know, kind of few opportunities you're going to get?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to know, you know, in the back of your head, you have to take advantage of every opportunity that they give you. Whether it be one rep or four reps, you have to do something that's going to catch a coach's eye, a veteran's eye. In my case, that would happen to me. You know, it was just some veterans like, hey, man, like, you work really hard. And then it kind of just trickled down into when preseason came, you weren't just this hard worker anymore. You were this hard worker that now made plays, you know.
Right.
So now you got two things working for you. And so you just got to establish who you are early and just be able to keep that up, you know, for the betterment of your career.
Now, Craig, have you realized since you've been in a Saints uniform that you're definitely a Houdat Nation favorite? I mean, Saints fans are always saying, they're not even talking about special teams. They look at your work ethic, what you do in preseason games, and they're like, you know, you got young up-and-coming guys like Alex Azzalone. They go, man, all I know is Craig Robinson. Look at his enthusiasm. He's making plays. They want you out there. So that has to bode well for you that not only, I say, just making plays on special teams, but you look at two other players. When given opportunity, obviously you got to get into coverage units, punt and kickoff coverage. But then you might be thrown out there, emergency or whatever, make a play. I bring up Chris Banjo. Look at the interceptions he had when all of a sudden he's having to play safety. Look what Justin Hardy had to do. Throw him out there at corner. So I think you still take pride in, look, I'm not on special teams. It might come a case in point where I got to be in a real the game as a defensive player and be able to hold my own.
Facts. You know, I mean, we're all football players, you know, at the end of the day. So we're in this league to play the game of football, not necessarily, you know, to just play a certain role. So you can be good on defense but not good on special teams.
Right.
And if you're not starting, you're not going to be on that team. You know, so it's a special talent to be good in an offense or a defensive role and then be a good special teams player too, because a lot of guys don't grow up playing special teams. You know, so I mean,
right.
So when you have your Justin Hardys and your Chris Banjos and they go out there and make plays on defense and they do the same thing on special teams, that just shows you how great of a talent they are and how much of a necessity they are to have on that team.
Now, Craig, how do you view it now, you being a seasoned veteran? And do you take the approach, just bring it on? I'm going to make you better, you make me better, competition, like a Vince Beagle or even Chase Hansen from Utah. Because when you look at it, it seems like those are the guys on paper that you're competing with and they're trying to take your spot.
I mean, at the end of the day, so I've always been undrafted and I will always be undrafted. That's one thing about undrafted people, that there's, you know, probably more undrafted guys in the league now than there probably is drafted guys for that very reason. It's just for the sake of, you know, they're always competing with themselves. Not more so of the guy that's next to them. You know, drafted guys, they come in, they feel entitled sometimes and they feel like, oh, I should be ahead of this person regardless, but and draft the guy, like, you're from the bottom, and every year they're trying to replace you, no matter if that person is better than you or what. But there's a talk that, well, hey, you know, in a year or two, we may have to replace this guy, you know, with a draft pick or, you know, whatsoever. But that just kind of – it drives undrafted players, you know, like, to always feel undrafted, to always have that chip on your shoulder. So when there is, like, competition – like I've been competing every year I've been in the league, so like competition isn't new to me, you know. Like I kind of enjoy it, just because, you know, from a sense, like, yeah, it's stressful, but at the same thing, like, I know if I'm stressed, then they're really stressed,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Because I've been through this, you know, years, so I just try to enjoy it. I mean, Zach could tell you, like, I just love playing a game of football. So I'm not going to take anything that's going to stress me out for anything, because I love this game so much. So I'll spend more energy loving the game than I am thinking about, you know, competing and this and that.
And, you know, Craig, that's one thing I think the fans have observed, and I know Sean Payton in the organization, is that it seems like you love life, you being an extrovert, a great guy in the locker room, bringing a lot of enthusiasm. So how do you know, like, your role as far as to keep players loose and to get them motivated and to get everyone jacked up with that whole team concept?
You there, Craig?
Oh, did we lose him?
We might have lost Craig, which is a shame. Craig might be driving through some bad areas, you know what I mean? But here's the deal, and let me give him a little plug. This is Craig Robertson, at @C_Robertson 53. Right? 53? Yeah, 53.
Am I here?
Oh, there he is. He's back. Craig, I'll tell you what, man. We'll let you go. We really appreciate the time. One of the all-time favorites in the Hoodat Nation, man. You bring so much to the game, and we're looking forward to getting out there, man. Before you know it, it's going to be OTAs.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.